Blog Talk Radio.
So do you want me to do the intro?
Yes, you can do the intro, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show that DC Love and I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, have put together so that we can bring you the guidance, the healing, the meditation, whatever it needs to make your life better. And we start off always by introducing ourselves, so it's time for you guys to learn about the magical DC Love.
Well, apparently I'm not as magical as you think I am, because Barbara, I called into your network and it just said that your episode was ended. I'm still live on my network, so I'm not sure what happened on your network.
Well, that is weird. But I called
into that network,
so it didn't connect me.
Yeah, it said episode ended, but I'm still live. Oh, I'm still live on the other network, so I don't know what we're going to do here.
Well, this is odd.
Yes,
and
you know what?
I
don't think we need an interruption. Maybe I could just try to get the callers just to call in on the one network.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Wendy. Wendy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Wendy is with us. Wendy, do you have a question for us?
Oh, certainly. We're getting close to the new year, and, 2019, I hope that it's a year where there's less stress and that I feel more comfortable in my work environment.
Okay, great question. Barbara, did you hear her?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Would you like to start answering that one? I'm going to see if I can get the other callers back.
Okay. All right, Wendy, can you hear me?
Wendy, can you hear us? Wendy? Hi, Wendy? Oh, dear goodness, hold on. I don't know. This Blog Talk is not working. Okay, you know what? It dropped all our callers, Barbara. I don't know what is going on. There's something wrong with Blog Talk.
So it dropped from both your network and my network?
My network. It's Wendy, and I'm still on my network, but we don't have any callers.
That is so strange.
Yes, well, you know what? I'm just going to see if I can have them call in. Wait a minute. I don't know what's going on. This is like crazy. We lost everybody. And I'm not even touching the button. I know it's not me. I didn't touch one button.
Well, no, and you didn't lose me, so I don't know what's going on.
Who's everyone else? It is a little crazy, Barbara. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Wait one second. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see. Something's happening here. I'm not sure what. The callers, I think, are coming back, but it is actually just spinning and spinning. It's not picking them up. It won't pick them up. Wow.
Well, they should be able to hear you, so give your phone number.
Okay, they're okay. Hi, guys. If you're listening, can you please call us back at 646-564-9868, 646-564-9868. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties right now. I'm very sorry. Again, 646-564-9868. Thank you. Okay, let's see what happens with this. Hold on. Now, you can still hear me, Barbara, right?
Yes, but I'm called in off my network, so
okay.
I don't know why it let me talk.
Okay, area code 570, hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Now there's an echo.
Yes, you know what? It's okay. We have you, caller. We have you. Can we have your first name? You're gonna have to get rid of the. You're gonna have to get rid. Lynn, it's very nice to connect with you. You're gonna have to hang up the other line.
Okay. Which one?
Okay. I'm getting keep the 430 one. Keep 430 and hang up the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we good now?
I think so. Barbara, can you hear us?
I can hear.
Okay, Lynn, we can hear you. Do you have a question, hon?
No, I just wanted to see if there's anything good coming up for the new year. Nothing specific. Because I love talking with you girls, and I heard you poor things were having some difficulties tonight, and I'm like, oh, dear. But, no, just, you know, whatever you're getting would be grateful. I would appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Just hang in there. It's a little crazy, Barbara. I'm glad that we didn't make any introductions because right now I don't know who I am. I'm a little confused.
Whoever you are.
Well, this is DC, hon. This is DC speaking, and the energy is a little funky, so I'm not sure exactly like what is happening. But as long as you can hear, as long as you can hear us, that I think that's like half of the battle.
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear, and Barbara even sounds clear tonight.
Barbara, you sound clear tonight. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
Yes, we're doing a new thing. It's called Blonde Conference Calling. I actually have one phone up to each ear.
Well, I'm also blonde, so does that count?
Well, you know what, it must, because we were able to connect, so it's a blonde connection. So we're glad for that. What I'm getting for you, though, Lynn, is this is an amazing time. This is going to be a time that you're going to be exploring all different aspects of your life. You're going to be really creative. I also see these little teeny-weeny hearts around you, so it may be an indication that romance is in the air or it is coming. I don't know if you wear crystals, you know, or any essential oils, anything like that, but I'm getting crystals, essential oils. Even some flower essences would be really, you know, really magnificent at this time to really help you to, you know, connect with that beautiful side of yourself and, you know, to bring some, maybe some magic into your life, a little bit of excitement. But this is a beautiful time for you. So I am getting like all aspects of life are open. And I do feel like, you know, that there may be, you know, there may be romance coming for you. So I don't know if you're open for it. And you are at a time where you have the ability to manifest. I'm getting, Lynn, that there's something that you've been wanting, maybe that you've been dreaming of, maybe that you've been working towards, and I'm getting you have the ability to manifest. Okay, this isn't like, you know, a time to go crazy. You've got to keep your focus on what you really want. You've got to stay balanced. And really don't lose sight of what really, you know, is held within your heart. Okay. And I'm getting the universe is listening. I'm getting, you know, blessings are coming your way. So just, you know, keep thinking about only what it is that you are truly wanting, okay? And I'm also getting you do not realize how magnificent you are, how important you are, and, you know, what your presence means to everyone here. So we have the beautiful angels that want to really help you to really, you know, value who you are a little bit more, okay?
Uh-huh.
And with that being said, I'm feeling, I am also feeling you may need a little bit of healing in that area, Lynn, Because you don't see yourself the way the divine sees you. You don't see yourself through the eyes of love. And maybe that's what may be causing a little bit of interference in, like, areas of your life. Okay? You've got to affirm, I am worthy of, and whatever it is you're wanting, I am worthy of, and finish the sentence. Express yourself from your heart. Express yourself deep within your soul, and then value yourself. And when you do, you're going to see that others are going to feel the same way, Lynn. They're going to value you the way you value you. Okay, and I'm also getting little hearts again around you, and that means someone is thinking about you, and it's in a loving way. It's in a way that, you know, that someone dearly, you know, loves you. I'm also getting you, like, you really have to start, you know, you've got to feel that love within you so that love can go, with, you know, outward towards someone else. And I'm getting, like, sort of like, almost like a little chain that may have been, it may have been broken, okay? So we want to help you in the area of love and the area of self-worth so that you can have what you are truly wanting, okay? But there are little hearts around you. So as you and I and Barbara are connecting, someone is thinking about you in a loving way. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Lynn, we're going to make some of the dear innate statements. So you just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself. Did you hear that?
With the cards and loving myself?
You open your heart
I
to loving yourself. Dear innate.
Open my heart to loving myself.
Did you say I open my heart to loving myself?
I open my heart to open myself
to loving myself.
I open my heart to loving myself. I'm sorry.
That's okay. As long as you can hear me, we can work with it.
I can, and sometimes you cut in and out, so bear with me. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. If you can't hear it, you know, just let me know, and I will say it again.
Okay.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, I am worthy of love.
Dear innate, I am worthy of love.
Dear innate, I am worthy of God's blessings.
Dear innate, I am worthy of God's blessings.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I believe in me.
Dear innate, I believe in me.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feel good after I talk with you in D.C. I do. It's just like a cleansing. It's amazing.
Wonderful. Well, now
I
you can go out there and
the most wonderful
create this. create that this will be the best year of your life.
And I wish you the same. I really do. Thank you so much. I wish you the best new year ever.
Thank you.
Light and love, Lynn. Thank you. Many blessings.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye now. Okay, Barbara, we're going to see. I just want to see if I can. Okay, let's see here. Oh, my goodness, this is crazy. Okay, we're going to try to pick up another caller. Okay. Your studio, for some reason, is not working, so I have to go back to my studio. Okay. 805, you're live with Barbara in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
I'm D.C. and Barbara. This is Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hey. How are you guys?
We're doing great, hon.
Good. I know you're trying really hard. I know that there's the energy things going on. Maybe that's what's messing up everything right now.
Yeah, it could be. It's a little crazy.
End of the year.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
The end of the year energy is crazy.
I'm sitting here.
Okay, I couldn't hear you, Teresa. Do you have a question for us?
I just wanted to call in and say hello. My son and I are out tonight, and I think we're going to go have a drink together, and we just wanted to stop in and say hello to you guys.
Well, how awesome are you? That's beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, too. You just make me feel so good when I talk to you, and we're generally happy people, and right now, you know, we're going through a little bit of a sticky wicket, but no, we're going to be okay. Whatever you would like to say to us, we are listening.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Well, Teresa, the first thing I got, because you're talking, I'm picking up on you, first of all, okay? And
okay,
I'm just,
okay.
I feel like a release going on with you, that you're letting go, and it's just like chains are breaking around
yeah.
you, and it's sort of like you're letting go of things that maybe no longer, you know, serve you, is what I'm being shown.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting that, like, on a subconscious level, you're getting rid of stuff, like, deep, deep within. And I mean, like, really deep. What I'm feeling is coming out from very, very deep within you. But as you are letting go of that, I'm also getting that there's something that you're not letting go of. Something that might be a little bit familiar to you, okay? But it is part of the process, and it is a part of the process that needs to be let go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
How can I go about finding out what that is?
Well, we have to let go. You're letting go of the old, but you're not letting go of all the old. All of the old has to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting,
okay.
you know, that you're not thinking in broader terms. You've got to think a little bit more,
okay.
more like from a universal perspective than, you know, like a little bit of a perspective from where you are. And I'm getting the word trust.
Uh-huh.
You need to trust a little bit more as you are doing
okay.
that. And you've got to see yourself. I see you on the stage, and you're helping so many different people, and you're very comfortable there.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a time that you have to, like, really, you know, make these amazing changes, like, overnight. This is a time that you
mm-hmm.
just start to see yourself, you know, where you want to be and allow the angels to help you,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, to get there, okay? And
okay.
you're feeling that you need support, and there is support there. And you're still holding on to a little bit of fear. You're
okay.
holding on to a little bit of anxiety. There is a little bit of a difficulty in trusting,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But I do see there's emotional support for you, there's spiritual support, there's material support, okay? And there may be something,
okay.
You know, unexpected coming your way. So the angels are saying, above all, you've got to let go of the worry, hon, okay? It doesn't serve you.
Let go of the worry.
Okay. Yeah. How has your diet been?
Well, we are transitioning. We have stopped eating meat, and we were vegetarian, and now we're working on becoming vegan, not eating dairy.
Okay, because I'm getting,
you know, things like that. Dairy.
Okay, because what I am getting is there's something like. You need a little bit more balance, though, in your diet, hon, okay?
Okay.
So I am getting, like, a little bit of a balance, like, a little bit more balance is needed. And as I speak of diets, I not only speak of your physical diet, because Ginger is reminding me, Mom, yes, her physical diet needs a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of work, but she's saying, you know, your mental diet does, too. So you've got to watch your thoughts, okay?
Yeah.
Try to just nourish yourself with loving thoughts. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Only nourish yourself with loving thoughts because, you know, when you just put that love into you and there's no more fear, you're going to feel so much better as well. So I am going to bring Barbara on. There is a little bit of healing that needs to take place, and what a better time than right before the new year.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, Therese. Okay,
right.
Barbara?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
hi,
Therese.
Hi,
okay, go ahead,
Therese.
Barbara.
Okay. We're going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. Dear Innate, I release my smallness.
Can
Dear
you hear
innate.
Her? Okay, go ahead.
I didn't get the last word. Dear Nate, I release my
smallness. SmallNess.
Teresa, she said, I release my smallness. I release my smallness.
Smallness. Oh. My smallness. Okay.
Dear Innate, I move into my greatness.
Dear Innate, I move into my greatness.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am more.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am more.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I create greater things than I have ever done before.
Dear Innate, I create, did you say brighter things than I ever knew before?
Greater.
Greater things than I knew before.
Dear Innate, now it is my time to shine.
Dear Innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Innate, I love the greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I love this greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I share this greatness with the world.
I didn't catch that part. Dear Innate, I share
this greatness, the world.
oneness with the world?
Yes.
Dear Innate, I share this greatness with the world.
Take a nice deep breath.
All right.
How do you feel?
I feel kind of giddy.
Beautiful.
Would you guys mind talking with my son Simon real quick?
No, that's what I was going to ask. We definitely want
to
talk. Yes, we definitely will talk to Simon.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Simon. Hello. What I was getting for you as your mom and Barbara were connecting, for you I was getting wishes fulfilled. This is going to be a really great time for you, Simon. You've got to be clear about what you are wanting, okay? And make sure every day that you open your arms really wide to receiving all that the universe wants to gift you with, okay? And don't forget to express gratitude daily, okay? And have those feel-good feelings, like you put the wish out to the universe, whatever it is that you're wanting, and feel how good it is because it's here, Simon. It's here now. Okay? And just, you know, as you feel it, you're going to, you know, bring it in a little bit sooner. Okay? I'm getting there's going to be more joy around you. There's going to be more abundance. And you've really got to, you know, do something nice for yourself, Simon. So I'm glad that you're out with your mom tonight. I mean, it's a great start, okay? Okay.
Yes.
So the other thing I'm getting is the word relationship around you. Are you looking for a relationship, Simon? Are you looking?
I mean, to tell you the truth, it would be nice to have one right now.
Okay.
I know that things have been difficult, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you can have that as well, okay?
Okay.
You know, you've got to make sure that if that's what you're wanting, that you're actually, you know, making time for it, Simon, okay? So you've got to put enough energy into that area of your life as well. But you can have, you know, that special someone come into your life. This is a time where whatever you're focusing on is what you're going to bring into your life. So make sure that you watch your words, you watch what you're thinking, you watch what you're feeling, because you only want to manifest the best, all right? And I'm getting,
okay,
Simon, that your health is looking a lot better too. You should be, you know, really starting to feel a lot stronger, having less issues, okay? And, you know, going back to the area of love, you've got to make sure that you love yourself first, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there may be some issues in regard to love in the past, and you've got to make peace in that area, in the area of relationships. You've got to make sure that there's nothing personal going on with you that would interfere in having an amazing relationship, okay?
Okay.
And please don't let, you know, the area of finances overwhelm you, because I just see dollar signs and I see your head spinning. Do not get overwhelmed. You've got to make sure that you, you know, look at things in a rational way, remove any kind of emotional reaction, stay positive, and just put good intentions out to the universe and continue to make a plan. You know, the three of you can make this beautiful plan and you will be prepared, okay? Simon, you're a really good worker, and wherever you work, people are really appreciative of having you there, okay? I don't know if you're happy in, like, where you are presently in your work situation. Are you happy, Simon?
It definitely is mixed. Lately, it has been getting tougher, and I think it's because a lot of the people that I'm working with are all in the same boat of just exhausted, to tell you the truth.
Okay, because I am getting, like, there's something new that may be coming your way in regard to work. So the angels are, please keep your eyes open, Simon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like you two have, you know, a little bit of healing that needs to be done. Okay, and I'm inviting Barbara in now to help you with that, Simon. And I thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you so much, DC. I very much appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Simon,
hi, Barbara.
We are going to do some of those dear innate statements. So I trust you were listening to your mother, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dear innate, I have amazing value.
Dear innate, I have amazing value.
Dear innate, I accept my value.
Dear innate, I accept my value.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I create what I experience.
Dear innate, I create what I experience.
Dear innate, I choose to experience love and joy.
Dear innate, I choose to experience love and joy.
Dear innate, I choose to experience financial prosperity.
Dear innate, I choose to experience financial prosperity.
Dear innate, I am no longer holding myself back.
Dear innate, I am no longer holding myself back.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Much better. Definitely more optimistic about things.
Good. Wonderful. Now you can create a fabulous new year.
Absolutely. I very much look forward to it, and I appreciate your assistance so much.
You are welcome.
Love and light, Simon, to you and your mom.
Love and light to both of you. Thank you both so very much for taking your time to do this for us. We very much look forward to this new year and the beautiful blessings that are coming to us.
Awesome.
You
wonderful. You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Have
okay,
a great
we
evening.
We love you and good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you. Love you
thank
too.
You. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, Therese.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, Barbara.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to pop over for 1 minute just to see. Yeah, Barbara, your studio is not functioning whatsoever, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's just spinning and spinning. So the only one I have in the studio that I'm connecting with is you. Okay. We do have, I believe, a couple more callers. Ooh. We have a couple more callers.
Okay.
And we're going to pick one up right now. Hi, area code 917. You're live with DC and Barbara. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Crystal. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, hi, Crystal. Very nice to connect with you. Do you have a question?
Oh, you... Yeah, number one, I thought that the previous caller was, sounded like a very nice young man, very appreciative.
Yes.
And I do have a question. What do you see for my job situation? Do you see it changing? Will I be relocating?
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting off is just watch what you're thinking, okay? Because I'm getting the first thing, Crystal, is stop worrying, okay?
Oh.
Do not worry. Because the worry is only bringing in negativity that you really don't need, okay? And I'm actually getting, you know, that you really need a little time to yourself is what I'm being shown. Is work a little is work a little bit difficult right now?
It's just that it's never ending. There's this to do, that to do, and I find myself exhausted.
Right, and I'm feeling like these are little hints maybe from the universe saying possibly to maybe like look in different areas. Maybe that, you know, this, you know, it doesn't serve you like it once had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel like when, you know, I felt really exhausted when I was asking you the question. So I just feel like maybe the universe is saying there's something that you're better suited for. And are you listening to your heart? Because I feel your heart, and your heart is telling you what you need to know. Okay? I'm getting, you know what, your heart and your head. I'm being shown your heart and your head. Your heart and your head are sort of in conflict with each other. At this, you know, in regard to this situation, this question, listen to your heart. This is where you're going to get the spiritual guidance that you need to go forward. Okay? So just listen to your heart. What is it that you love to do? What is it that you would love to do? What is it that, you know, like, brings you joy, hun?
Oh, I know exactly what I'd like to do, but the opportunity is very rare.
Okay, well...
And so what I'm teaching what I would love to do instead of doing it myself.
Okay. Okay. I'm sort of being shown a box, and I'm getting that you've sort of got to step outside the box. And you will be, you know, you will find what you're looking for. So maybe, like, not in the areas that you would usually think of looking in. Okay,
uh-huh.
Because they're just showing me a box, and they're saying, Crystal, step outside the box. Okay, and I'm getting, now they're showing me your head again, and it's like playing, I forget what that game is, but I'm playing this game sort of, and they're showing me that you have two issues that are on your mind. So I don't know what the two issues are, but I'm getting that there's two of them, and each of the issues are very important to you, and you need a little bit more balance in your life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sort of getting, like, you know, like, don't be afraid. Take a risk, you know. And in the both areas, like, not the one, but the both areas, and things are going to work out fine for you. So.
Do you see kind of opportunity? That's the issue.
Okay. You know what? To really get what you're wanting, they're saying you've got to be open to trying. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, like you feel like, you know, you're stepping out of the box and you feel like you're not going to make it. But, you know, in the short term, it may be a little crazy, but in long term, you're definitely going to get what you're looking for. And I'm getting, like, reassess the goals that you have. You've got to decide what is really important to you, hon. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I'm getting, like, you know, conflict is what I'm hearing, and then I'm hearing resolution. So you're sort of being, you know, like encouraged by the angels to, you know, walk away from what you're really not wanting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, the universe really has placed, like, you know, like this, sort of like this conflict of, like, the present job, like, into your path so that you can really connect with your true path. So you've got to just, you've got to, you know, say, okay, I understand, and I'm letting go of this, and as I let go, I'm opening up to new possibilities, and I'm opening up to new opportunities that are coming my way, okay? This is a beautiful new, this is a beautiful new time for you. You know, we're entering, soon we're entering 2019, and this is an amazing new chapter of your life, Crystal. And you're going to see, you know, as it begins to unfold, you're going to have clarity that you didn't have before. You are going to have a sense of purpose and direction. This is going to be really exciting for you. You know, be open to it. You're going to be exploring new things that you maybe never thought of exploring. Okay? You're going to learn a little bit about you yourself that you never knew existed. This is going to be amazing. Embrace it. Okay? And, you know, don't be afraid of change. Change is, you know, change could be really awesome. Okay? And your life is going to change forever. Okay? So just enjoy the journey and, you know, be open to all the blessings that are coming your way. Truly, there are going to be a lot of blessings. Okay? And what I'm getting is that, you know, you have a little bit yourself of, you know, psychic abilities, and you're very intuitive. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, pay attention to what you're getting. Pay attention, like, to what you're sensing.
Okay.
Pay attention to what you are feeling, as opposed to listening, you know, to what others have to say. Trust your instincts.
Uh-huh.
Trust what you feel, okay? And then you're going to, like, intuitively know what is best for you, okay? And, of course, if something doesn't feel right to you, then, of course, you know that it is not right, hon, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you've got to see yourself as this beautiful light worker. You are so amazing. Don't compare yourself to others, okay? And you're going to see, as you honor the beautiful person that you are going to feel this amazing energy within you, and you're going to see how people really, they see the light in you the way you see the light in you. It's going to be really amazing, okay? So you do have a little bit of fear that you're, you know, you're still apprehensive. There is fear. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Crystal, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Barbara? Oh, hello, Barbara?
Okay, I'm unmuted now. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Amazing what a difference that makes.
Yes, Crystal is waiting for a little bit of healing.
Okay. So one of the things that I was getting for you, Crystal, which DC has already talked about, is following your heart, because you are not actually following your heart. And apparently you have a lot of reasons why you are not following your heart. And they want you to let all of those reasons go. Can you hear me, Crystal?
I can now. You dropped out for a bit.
Okay. So your guidance wants you to let go of all of the reasons for not following your heart.
Okay. I can do that.
But, okay, so we're going to do some dear innate statements to make this easier for you. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I choose to follow my heart.
I choose to follow my heart.
Dear Innate, even when it's impossible, I follow my heart.
Even when it's impossible, I follow my heart.
Dear Innate, my heart is always right.
My heart is always right.
Dear Innate, my heart always guides me.
My heart always guides me.
Dear Innate, I trust my heart.
I trust my heart.
Dear Innate, I am creating a life that I love.
I am creating a life that I love.
Dear Innate, I deserve a life that I love.
I'm sorry, that was so blurry.
Dear Innate, I deserve a life that I love.
I deserve a life that I love.
Dear Innate, I release the impossible.
I release the impossible.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
I move forward in my life.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
That's great. Thank you.
You are welcome.
It feels terrific. I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. We were glad to work with you.
Oh, you too. I'm sorry I couldn't hear everything, but thank you so much, and have a terrific new year.
You too. Do you see? Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here, Barbara, and I'm going to pick up our next caller. Hi, area code 860. You're live with Barbara in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. Hi, Barbara. It's Amla.
Hi, Amla. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
We're hanging in there. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're working through them. We are trying to work through them, of course. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, sure. I was just wondering, maybe for the new year, like for January, does anything highlight or pop up for you with me? Been doing a lot of healing. This month has been a lot of releasing and letting go and surrendering, December. So just wondering what's up for January, February maybe.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, Amla, what I'm getting... You still do not value yourself for your full worth, hon, okay?
Okay.
You are undervaluing yourself, and as you do, you may notice that others do the same, okay? So we've got to make sure that you really love yourself and you know that you're worthy of everything that, you know, all the love and whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? So.
Sure.
I'm just going to, you know,
sure.
See what I have, and then I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Sure. That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is there something in your life that is causing a little bit of conflict? Because I'm getting possibly...
There was.
Okay.
Actually,
go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I actually released this for you talking about undervaluing myself. And it's interesting that's all connected. Of course it's connected. And I released this person. It might be Ember still floating in the air, but I released him from
okay,
my
so
energy field.
As,
field.
As you released him, did you bless everything? As you let it go, did you, like, detach and bless everything? And just be open to the new possibilities that are... Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay.
I did, because it was a full moon.
Okay.
Yes, and I did a few days of this. It wasn't just one day. I did a few ceremonies when I felt it in my body. I knew I needed more to release, so I did so. And it was with love and light.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what is it that you're not standing up for? There's something that you believe, believe in, and you've got to stand up for your beliefs.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Stand firm for your convictions is what I'm
getting.
And you've got to watch that you're not holding within you emotions that don't serve you as well, okay? Because I'm still getting, there may be some emotions that are deep within that you're not realizing, and, you know, they don't serve you. So we do really want to get rid of those as well, Amala. Okay?
Sure.
Because, as you said, you are doing, you know, a lot of great work. We're very proud of you. And this is a time of positive transformation as well. It is a time of healing. Okay? And the angels are all around you is what I'm getting. I see the Ascended Masters there with you to really help you to, you know, to resolve all the issues that you've been, you know, having is what I'm being shown, and to really, you know, to stand up for what you believe and to believe in yourself. I'm getting you may need a little bit more balance as well.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, there's like an area that's like not completely in the proper balance is what I'm being shown. Okay. And you've got to make clear to yourself, you know, when you have something, you know, an issue, you have to make clear to yourself and others, you know, what you are wanting.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm sort of getting, it's almost like people like are like challenging you at this time is what I'm being shown. And you've got to stand your ground, okay? And you can't leave go of what you are believing, hon, okay? So if you're trying to, you know, satisfy people and go along with them, it's not going to work. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So, like I said, this is just like a little test, and, you know, we're going to get through this, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, what I need to do is I really want to bring in Barbara now for a little healing so that you can have what you truly desire, okay? And your wishes, you know, can be fulfilled, Amla, because you truly deserve it, hon. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Barbara?
Okay.
Thank
you.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
I can hear you.
All right. Happy
Hello?
New Year to you, too. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to do some Dear Innate statements. Dear Innate, I release the need to undervalue myself.
Dear Innate, I release the need to undervalue myself.
Dear Innate, I release the need to let anyone else establish my value.
Dear Innate, I release the need for anybody else to underestimate my value.
To establish my value.
To establish my value.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I am priceless.
What was that? What was the last word?
Priceless.
Timeless? Dear Innate, I am timeless.
It was priceless. P-R-I-C-E-L-E-S-S.
Oh, dear Annie, I am priceless.
Yes. Dear
yes.
Innate, no one is more valuable than me.
I'm so sorry, I can't hear you properly. What are you saying, Barbara?
Okay. Dear Innate, no one is more valuable than me.
Okay. Dear Innate, no one is more valuable than me.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept my greatness.
Dear Innate, I accept my, what was the last word?
Greatness.
Oh, goodness, you skipped. What did you say?
G-R-E-A-T-N-E-S-S.
Dear Innate, I accept my greatness.
Dear Innate, I create a wonderful life.
Dear Innate, I create a wonderful life.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
I feel like what Simon was feeling. I feel much lighter, and there's more clarity, less haziness, a lot more clarity around me. Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, it was wonderful, and thank you for your beautiful affirmations and words. They really when the value stuff came up, it really, I could feel that throughout my whole body. So I appreciate all of it. And
great.
The messages from you. So God bless. Yes. And so.
Well, we appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure talking to you both. And many blessings, and we'll talk to you in 2019, but I just hope you're safe and happy, and all your dreams come true to you both as well.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Amala. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Happy New Year, hon.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Barbara, I think we have one more caller.
Okay.
Hi, area code 917, you're live with Barbara in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, no, this is Crystal. I already spoke to you.
Okay, Crystal, thank you. Okay, you know what, Barbara, I'm going to look, but I believe that we don't have any other callers. Yours are just spinning. And the only one that's connected is you. So I think we're done.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. And the funny thing, Barbara, I'd like to say is I was talking with a friend today, and I was telling them about thinking outside the box, that I always think outside the box. And like I said, our conference calling took place tonight, and I have my home phone and my cell phone. So I was conference calling with two different phones, one on each ear.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, do you have any last, Barbara? It certainly is. Do you have any last words for 2018?
just that everybody needs to be aware of what is coming up to be released, because that is why it is coming up. So you can just say, dear innate, I release whatever it is that's coming up and let it go. Because in the next year, things are going to be phenomenal. It's going to be better than we've ever imagined.
It certainly is, and I look forward to it, and I look forward to staying connected with you, Barbara, and really helping people. It feels so amazing. Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year, and we can't wait to connect with you again in 2019. That sounds kind of scary.
It's going to be fun.
But it's not that far off. It's not that far off, so I'm excited. Barbara, have a very blessed new year, and know that you are so amazing, and all these people just feel the love. It was beautiful.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.